Each month, we share a stargazing guide presented and organized by The Great Orbix, a science communicator from the University of Guelph's Department of Physics and local science education advocate. Greetings, stargazers. Orbix here. I'm a science communicator from the Department of Physics at the University of Guelph, and I'm here to fill you in on what our January night skies hold for the astro-curious out there, young and old. Well, it seems we begin 2025 in the same place we ended 2024. Discussing the planets. You may remember our past discussions of the ecliptic. That imaginary line in the sky that the sun and the planets, more or less, appear to take as they navigate their way through the cosmos. We use it as a way to spot our wandering neighbors. Even now as I write this, only an hour or so after sunset, I can see the thin waxing crescent of the moon alongside a very bright Venus and Saturn onto a massive arcing line, the ecliptic. I am able to track down Jupiter in the southeast. Three planets easily spotted in the sky, but what if I told you that in a few weeks there would be six planets along that line in our sky in the early evening? This is what's known as a planetary alignment, or often referred to in the media as a planetary parade. While ultimately not that rare of an occurrence, we get large planetary alignments mostly every year. This time it occurs at night when we can see it as well as only a few hours after sunset. Jan. 21 will be your night of best viewing when, going east to west, you'll have Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Venus and Saturn all along that line. Now Uranus and Neptune will require a telescope, but Mars, Jupiter, Saturn and Venus will all be visible with the unaided eye. If you miss it that night, don't worry, it should be visible for most of the week, and in early February, Mercury joins the lineup. How does this happen? Make sure to check out this month's video star gazing guide. This month we also take a deep dive into some familiar winter asterisms and chat about the January full moon. I hope you enjoy this month's stargazing guide. If you want to learn more, check out the January stargazing guide video on the Guelph Physics YouTube channel. Not only is stargazing a great way to learn about space, planets and the stars, but it's also a great way to spend time with other curious minds. Until next month, I wish you clear skies and I hope you take some time to look up.